The following comments come from the September 13, 2021 Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting. First, comments from Texas A&M President Catherine Banks responding to requests from members of the Faculty Senate to move classes online and require pandemic vaccinations and wearing masks.
How many Aggies must die before Texas A&M University mandates vaccinations and masks for its students and faculty?
State guidance is very clear that we cannot require masking or require vaccinations, and we will follow that guidance. The system is also following that guidance, and they instructed us to follow the governor's instructions.
I remember when you were our dean, you often didn't take no for an answer. Could you please push back on the system just like we're pushing back on you?
I will say that there have been discussions. However, everyone has supervisor. Everyone has someone they report to. The system is the entity that makes decisions for all of the universities.
Next, comments from Texas A&M President Catherine Banks about making more mental health services available for employees and students.
We will be putting more resources to supporting faculty, staff, and students in terms of mental health. We're discussing having a decentralized counseling services throughout the university.
Next, comments from Faculty Senate Speaker Dale Rice about A&M's communication over masking.
I think our communication over masking has been an absolute joke. It's been a dismal failure.
Next, comments from Dale Rice about repeated requests being made to the A&M president and A&M system offices for faculty to be notified when someone in their classroom tests positive for coronavirus.
I've been emphasizing that we're not asking for names, just the chance for you to be alerted so you can get tested and be extra careful around others while you await your test results.
Last comments from Faculty Senate Speaker-elect Patricia Smith responding to Texas A&M Chief Operating Officer Greg Hartman's statement that a combination of factors are involved in the decision to move in-person classes online.
Saying that 3,100 cases is not that bad is not satisfactory. One death, not being able to answer a question about how many deaths were okay, just kind of blowing that question off really was disconcerting.